Hello world, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode via my podcast, Talia the Mogul. I am your host, Talia the Mogul, and I just got off an incredible call tonight with some millionaires and multimillionaires and people of great power and influence in their respective fields, and I just learned so much from these people. I took some really good notes, and I want to share a few of them with you guys. I try to write as fast as I can. I mean, there was just so much. I wish I could share the call, but I learned so much from them. We were talking about how do you get to the table. That was the name of the call. How do you get to the table? How do you get to that round table of powerful leaders and businesswomen and men and, you know, people who have a huge impact on the world? How do you get to the table? So one of the main things, even for me, was consistency. That was the first key piece of knowledge that was dropped. Consistency. Are you consistent with the content that you decide to share and put out? And with the consistency of your content, is it of the highest quality you can make it? Meaning, are you putting your all into it? Are you willing to take the time to figure out if this is something that you want to share with the world, and that is going to put you in a positive light to where it will generate either buzz, interest, or revenue for you? Okay, so consistency. That's definitely key in anything that you want to do in life. And then the second point was also a great point, which was always show up. 90% of your success is going to come from you just showing up. Okay? And when you show up like you're supposed to be there. And this used to be me. I used to be guilty of showing up like I was being given a favor. You know, showing up like, oh my God, I can't believe this person is taking time out of their day to sit down with me, which I was grateful. But this was something major for me, because when you show up like you're supposed to be there, you're showing up with that confidence that people want to see. You're showing up prepared with questions that you want to ask. You're showing up not wasting your time or theirs. And first impressions are everything. So say if you have to meet with this person again later on down the road, they're going to look at you and immediately remember you from, oh, that was the girl that wasted my time. That was the girl that really didn't have much to say. That was the girl that wanted to quote unquote pick my brain. Okay? See, you have to understand, there has to be some type of an exchange. Okay? Make sure that when you're coming to a meeting or the table, you're bringing something to the table. Okay? Every table needs something. No matter how successful this person are that you're meeting with, they need something. So then what you do is you ask, look, what do you need? And you'll be surprised at the answers you get. Oh man, I need a new assistant. I need a photographer. I need a videographer. I need a speaker at my next event. And the list goes on, right? No matter what you think of yourself, you are valuable. You have something that you can offer the world. You absolutely have something. And here's the last point that I want to make here in my last minute or so of this episode. And this actually came from one of the members of the group. And shout out to Karen, man. She has such an amazing energy and vibe about her that I absolutely love. But she made a great point. Discover the sanity in solitude. Take a day of solitude to regroup. Write up your blueprint. Work on your plan. Okay? Work on how you can help other people, because true leadership is servantship. How can I serve others? How can I be of service to you? How can we be of service to each other? That's true leadership. It's not about who has the most money, the most car, or the biggest houses. It's about who is serving the people. That's going to be the most powerful impact you can make as a leader in anything that you do. So take a day of solitude to regroup. There's so much sanity in solitude. You'll be surprised at how much you get done just spending some time alone. Take a day for yourself. No social media, no TV, no distractions. All right? So those are some of the key points of how you get to the table. Thank you so much for joining me, you guys.